In the world of real estate, where high stakes are involved and every decision carries the potential for great rewards or costly mistakes, you'd expect that experience would be the best teacher. Yet, after years of working in Uganda's property market, I've come to a humbling realization: people do not always learn from experience. At first glance, this statement might seem counterintuitive. How could one not learn from experience, especially when navigating the complex and often unpredictable landscape of real estate? But as I've witnessed the same mistakes being made over and over again by clients, agents, and even developers, I've realized that knowledge alone doesn't always translate into better decisions. The cycle of repetition. The real estate market in Uganda has grown exponentially over the years, with new developments, investment opportunities, and growing interest from both local and international buyers. However, despite this progress, some old habits persist, habits that have proven detrimental to many. The issue lies not in the lack of information but in the inability or unwillingness to apply it effectively. Consider the classic case of undervaluing due diligence. Time and time again, we see property buyers rushing into deals without fully understanding the local market dynamics, legalities, or even the condition of the property. The number of people who ignore zoning regulations, fail to confirm the authenticity of land titles, or overlook infrastructural weaknesses is staggering. These are lessons that should have been learned by now, yet they continue to be disregarded, leading to financial losses and wasted time. Lessons from others, the importance of learning. Learning from others who have succeeded, or failed, before us is crucial. In the Ugandan real estate scene, experienced agents and developers have seen it all. They've watched trends shift, market demands fluctuate, and properties rise and fall in value. Yet, despite this wealth of knowledge, new entrants into the market often make the same mistakes. Some fail to properly vet their agents or overlook the importance of marketing strategies. Others invest in properties without considering future resale value, location development, or accessibility. It's frustrating to see these mistakes happening over and over again. In fact, the most successful individuals in real estate are those who learn from the mistakes of others. They recognize that success is not just about finding opportunities but about avoiding the common pitfalls. The key takeaway is that experience doesn't just come from personal failure, it can come from watching, listening, and applying the lessons that others have learned. Why don't we learn? So why does this cycle of repeating mistakes persist in Uganda's real estate sector? One major reason is that many people approach the market with an emotional bias. The desire to own property or secure an investment opportunity can cloud judgment, leading individuals to ignore red flags and fail to critically assess their decisions. Additionally, the speed at which the market is growing contributes to the issue. In a fast-paced environment where new properties, developments, and opportunities are constantly emerging, people often feel rushed to make decisions. This sense of urgency can overshadow the need for careful research and consideration. Furthermore, there's a tendency to overestimate personal knowledge or rely on superficial advice. Many buyers and sellers think they understand the ins and outs of the market based on limited experience or hearsay, but this often leads to costly mistakes that could have been avoided with proper education or professional guidance. The path forward: learning from experience. So, what can we do about it? The key lies in fostering a culture of learning and self-awareness. As an industry, we need to emphasize the importance of due diligence, long-term planning, and critical thinking. Developers and agents should invest in educating their clients and themselves, sharing insights on how to spot potential pitfalls and avoid them. For buyers and investors, the lesson is clear: don't rush into decisions. Take the time to truly understand the market, seek professional advice, and learn from the experiences of others. If you're a first-time buyer, don't hesitate to consult with seasoned experts. If you're a developer, stay updated on the latest trends and best practices. Lastly, we must address the importance of leveraging technology. In today's world, platforms like the Real Estate Database, RED, offer immense opportunities for property buyers, sellers, and agents to connect, learn, and make informed decisions. With the help of online resources, virtual tours, property history, and detailed market analytics, we can make smarter choices and avoid the costly mistakes of the past. Conclusion: as I reflect on my own journey and the lessons I've learned in the real estate market in Uganda, I realize that while experience is valuable, it's not enough on its own. We must actively seek out opportunities to learn, both from our own successes and from the failures of others. In a market as dynamic and challenging as real estate, knowledge and thoughtful decision-making are the keys to long-term success. Only then will we truly break the cycle of repeating the same mistakes and start making smarter, more informed choices for a brighter future.